The gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed statement, the meaning of this hadith is such that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam presented an example that if there's a human being, an individual, and behind him there are enemies or an enemy running after him, chasing him, and he wants to be saved from the enemies. So he's running, doesn't know, he's not sure, how can I be saved? And the enemy's running after him, and they have weapons and resources for hitting him. Obviously they want to grab hold of him and catch him. So he's running fast, scarpering. He wants to be saved from the enemies. And he cannot see any way out, any route, any method to be saved. What does he see suddenly? He sees a fort, a castle. And he quickly runs to that fort, to the castle, and goes inside. And he shuts the door. The door shut. Now the enemies, they can't go into that castle, into the fort, and he's protected from the enemies. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that in the same way, totally the same way, the human being, the individual, after him, there are thousands of, you can say, calamities and problems. And the biggest one is shaitan. The head of all problems is shaitan. Wherever there's shaitan, along with him, all of the cursed things will be there. Cursed things, wretched things, illnesses, hunger, famine, haram actions, you name it. You name it. All the problems, difficulties, whatever there is, where shaitan is, everything is present with shaitan. So shaitan, wretched cursed shaitan, where he puts his base, yeah, his roots, then you'll see the destruction of the insan around him. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that this is the consequence of the human being, the consequence, the condition. Just like the enemies that are running after this man, in the same way after a man, shaitan is running after us. And he wants to grab hold of us, of the human being. He injects whispers into your ears, he tricks you, he gives you sugar-coated formulas, and he takes you towards destruction, makes you afraid sometimes. Sometimes he tricks you, plays games with you, and sometimes he... In a nice way, he says, this is good. He gives you advice and promotions, and he's got untold tricks at his disposal. And he is running along our veins, the blood in our veins, just like the blood is flowing through the veins in the same way shaitan flows through the veins. Allah's given him that ability, that power. He's got a lot of power, a lot of ability. So with this power and ability, the shaitan, he runs after human being. You know, you say someone's become ill, this has happened to this man, he's got illnesses, he's got these issues. Behind all of this is shaitan's game, his trickery. Behind all of this is shaitan's game plan. These hadith tell us this. Hadith. If only that Allah's given us iman, but if only we could attain yaqeen in Allah. Well, how beautifully the gracious Prophet ﷺ has told us, explains, he's our Nabi. But we hear, but we don't have yaqeen on his words, certainty. Today, if only we understood his words, and we just understood this one point, that whatever negative wretchedness, cursed things and problems and difficulties and illnesses, whatever comes, whatever will come into our home, which is negative and wrong in our lives, behind all of that is shaitan. Yeah, we know this, but we don't accept, we don't feel, we don't have that certainty. So he stated that shaitan runs after the human being. And he sometimes, there's illness that a person falls into, somebody gets a magic spell or jinnat run after that person, or depression befalls a person, or somebody gets the spiritual disease and he starts washing hands, keeps on washing hands, washing the face, keeps on repeating washing the face. In a deep, weird ways, he makes a person fall into a trance and he destroys a person. Adu'um Mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, he's Adu'um Mubin, avowed enemy of us. And the Prophet ﷺ has given the tashri, the commentary in these hadith of this verse of the Quran. That remember, whenever events like this take place, straight away understand that this is the consequence of shaitani games. And shaitan, he runs after a person, just like the example Rasulullah ﷺ gave in the hadith, the shaitan runs after the human, runs and he runs and he runs and he wants to grab that person. Now, insan, if he wants to be saved, Allah Ta'ala says, then Allah has given us Allah has given power to shaitan, but subhanallah, Allah has given greater and more power to the mu'min that shaitan cannot spoil a mu'min in any way whatsoever. He gets destroyed himself. What, how? It's stated that when, just like the enemies were running after the human being, and he, in the same way shaitan runs after a person, he runs after. So where did that person go to be safe from the enemies? He went into a fort, into a castle, and he was protected. So Allah's Nabi said, Subhanallah, that when the human being is being chased by shaitan, when he starts doing the dhikr of Allah, when he comes into the dhikr of Allah, then he's just like he's gone into the fort, and shaitan cannot affect him in any way whatsoever. Such a strong and robust castle of dhikr of Allah, that shaitan, none of his attacks can affect. He cannot make that Muslim disobedient, cannot make him go from salah, he cannot release his enemies on him, he cannot release jinnat or magic onto that Muslim. Always the people affected by magic and jinns and depression and illnesses are upon those people who shaitan has overwhelmed them. Yes? And those who come into the fort, into the castle, and which, subhanAllah, which castle as Allah mentioned? Dhikrullah is the castle. The castle is dhikrullah. The fort itself is dhikrullah. The action of Allah's remembrance is such a strong castle and such a fortified castle. When a person sits in that castle, starts doing his dhikr, remembering Allah, Ta'ala protects him in that castle. No destruction comes, no calamity comes, no problem comes, no worry comes. Nothing comes near to that mu'min. SubhanAllah. This is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. As it's a fortified castle, strong castle, robust and strong, solid. Allah's given all solidity in the dhikr of Allah. The people who remember Allah, the dhakireen, they are safe from calamities. They're safe from problems. Today, this illness that's circulating, that's running around, this is an illness, a disease. And this is also shayateen who are playing with this. This is wretchedness, curse. This is destruction. Yes, that everything is from Allah. Everything is from Allah. Yes, but there are means. Yeah, can anything dare to be created on its own? No, nothing. So shaitan, he brings such things. And this illness that is spreading, circulating, tell me, how can we be saved from this? But the people of Iman, they have such a great asset Allah Ta'ala has given that subhanAllah, we cannot imagine. Today, even today, the human being, if he grabs hold of the dhikr of Allah, drops the dhikr of Allah, has promised inshallah, he will come into such a castle, that illness will not be able to affect him. Will not be able to affect him, he'll be saved. Dhikrullah is what makes a person get saved and protected. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, yes, better than all cures and methods. The greatest cure and method is the dhikr of Allah. There's no greater cure and remedy than this if you want to be saved. Such a great asset and method, the dhikr of Allah. So today we are upset. The mu'min should never be upset. Just be straightforward. That do tawbah in the presence of Allah, repent and take all the assistance of what? The dhikr of Allah. What beautiful kalimat Allah has given. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Can anyone be afraid? When he says, Allah, my Mawla, Allah, you are my Wakil. You are my representative, Allah. You are my protector. If you are my protector, why should I have any fikr and worry for anything? Why should I be worried about anything, Allah? Why should I be afraid of death? If death is in my destiny, it can come without illness. It can come in any way or form. It's not just that it's going to come via this method. Yes? That if I'm saved from this illness, I won't get another illness. No. If it's in your destiny to come in a certain way, it'll come. Yes. Allah's hikmah, wisdom, that Allah Ta'ala calls back people in different ways. But we should go in such a way that at least we should consider Allah is our wakil. Allah is our wakil, our protector. We should consider Allah as a wakil. Big worries and problems may come. Allah is wakil. Doesn't matter if you have a big case, if you have a court case and your solicitor is good, then you are at ease that my wakil, my solicitor is good. Then no one can speak in front of him. And I will get the decision in my favor. SubhanAllah. If Allah is the wakil, then this sickness or problem or difficulty, how can a person be affected by these things? If Allah is the wakil, so today, this fort Allah Ta'ala has given us, the castle of His dhikr, but we don't have yaqeen in these things. So why are we afraid and upset? Because we don't do dhikr, we run away from dhikr. Allah Ta'ala is inviting us, I'm inviting you as well, morning and evening. People are lazy in the morning. Yes, even now, such a big warning, admonishment that Allah Ta'ala sent to us, that, oh insan, look at yourself. Slowly, slowly, everything is being, you can say, taken away from us. Everything, look, many things are finished. How long will this carry on? For Allah knows, there's no estimate. There's no estimate. When will this stop? How? Just from Allah, Allah's choice. We have to turn to Allah, and this is the tariqah, the method, at this moment in time, the best of all actions is the dhikr of Allah that a human being can do. Dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah is such a deed. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that when a person, on this time of death, when a person, someone who's close to death, then do one action. If someone's close to death, tell him to recite the kalima. Tell him to repeat the kalima from his lips. And it stated that that person, on his final words are the kalima on his tongue, the dhikr of Allah, before he dies, the dhikr of Allah. This is dhikr, isn't it? That a person, once he's dying, he's saying, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Then it stated, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Immediately he will go into Jannah, into paradise. Such power there is in the dhikr of Allah. You don't see here, what was his previous life? He was sinful, how many sins did he have? The result is the crux of the matter. Yeah, so as he departs, he recited the kalima, he succeeded, he's done the dhikr of Allah. He's remembered Allah, and he's departed the world straight into paradise, just like there's a child. And we see that he's not studying, he's not working hard, talking nonsense, running around, and then the exams have come, 2-3 nights he sits down, and he struggles and strives and makes effort. 2-3 nights beforehand, before the exam, final night before the exam, then the exam paper is released, and the result comes out, he's passed. He passed, so his mother and father, they won't say nothing to him. He's passed. So the real result was that he's passed, and all the previous days, his naughtiness and waste of time, didn't study, they forget everything. Everyone forgets. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Rahim, merciful. That if you recite the kalima from your tongue, the dhikr of Allah, you say Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, you say, then the previous deeds, Allah ta'ala forgives all the misdeeds, because you've passed. You've passed. So leave all of his actions before that. Says Yadkhulul Jannah, he's done such a great, fantastic action that departed from the world in final moments when he was leaving this world, subhanAllah, when he was coming to me, Allah will say. Then when he came to me, so I had, we told him to, when he came to the world, we gave adhan and he was told about Allah. But when he departed, he also did a dhikr. So when he came, he heard the dhikr. When he departed, himself he did the dhikr of Allah. He's successful. Allah says, forget the previous days before that. He remembered me on departing. This is the dhikr of Allah, my brothers. So, at the time of death, a person, the people around the sick person, for example, who's about to die, encourage him to do dhikr. Encourage him to do dhikr and remember Allah. And the second point is also this, that shaitan, he doesn't leave our side, does he ever? When a person's about to die, when he's close to death, then shaitan, he comes with full power and vigor to take that person astray at the time. He wants to make a person who's dying, a mushrik, he knows he's about to die. I want to control him now, overtake him, I can fulfill my objective and make him deviated. So in the final moments, he gives him wasawis, whispering in his ear, in his heart, in his mind. At that time, it's stated that insan should encourage that person who's passing away to do dhikr, because dhikr, he cannot overwhelm dhikr. He runs away, he's destroyed. If a person does dhikr, then he doesn't come close to that person. He cannot inject the waswasa into that person's ear. And the person then departs the world with success. Success. So this is the life, the formula, initial part of life, the part beginning of the life, and the end of life. Both of these two extremes, dhikr of Allah is giving success. So if we live our life, how can we live our life without the dhikr of Allah and be successful? Tell me, can you be? Can we be? No, be regular in the dhikr of Allah. All sicknesses, problems, calamities, the solution is what? Dhikr Allah. And shaitan, to be safe from shaitan is the fort, the castle, and the castle protects the human being. Dhikr is such a fort, a castle, a strong castle, that a person sits in that castle and does the dhikr of Allah and he's protected. Protected. What a great name Allah Ta'ala has given to us. to be saved from all of these negative things. But we, what we need to do is we waste our time, whether it's sickness or problems, and we start wrong actions, wrong solutions, wrong actions. Eventually, we don't get the dunya or the akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala's principles, the cures of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that if you want to go into paradise, and then we don't like those formulas, we don't even like their methods. We should promise to ourselves that the condition that's around us now, the scene, what's happening in our lives, that Allah Ta'ala has given us a great resource and weapon, the dhikr of Allah, Allah's remembrance, and that will give us the ability to be successful this morning and evening. Allah's grace, His mercy, His blessings, that we sit down in the dhikr of Allah morning and evening. And many people worldwide are gathering in this assembly, and this is a great ni'mah of Allah. Everybody, that you should also take part in this, all the people who are listening, this hadith I have read to you, and if today if you were to save someone and you were to give him targheeb and encourage him to dhikr, don't do anything else, just come to the dhikr of Allah. Give them da'wah, invite them to the dhikr of Allah. Then this place, the dhikr of Allah. Sit down in the evening, sit down in the morning, halaqah dhikr. Gathering of dhikr, the halaqah dhikr, be included in it. This is from Allah. This is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala has initiated dhikr for people's benefit. Everywhere there's people running hither, thither. Someone's doing this and that and this and that. Don't do anything else. Just come, sit in the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah and attain contentment. And you'll be protected with Allah's fadl and His grace. So you brothers who are listening, women folk, men folk, today we have the means, we have media. One person, alhamdulillah, if he comes due to your invitation and you save him, then subhanallah, you cannot imagine how much reward you will attain. So invite people. That today, everyone just send them the link in different ways via your phones, and come and sit in the dhikr of Allah. Tell your friends and phone them time and time again. Give them targheeb. Encourage them. Allah will like this so much that look at this person that I gave a bit of difficulty, subhanallah, and they have love now for my dhikr, for my remembrance. So when a person makes struggle on this, strives on this, makes effort, then inshallah in the hereafter you'll see that Allah Ta'ala will give you great, great monumental reward at the time of difficulty, how they spread my dhikr, and they told people, they come to dhikr, sit in dhikr. So use your efforts, your wealth, and however you can, spread the word. So I will request you and repeat again that give da'wah to people for the dhikr of Allah as much as you can, so as many people as possible can be included and join in this gathering, and so that we can protect ourselves from this disease and sickness. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي أمي وزواجه ومهد المؤمنين وزريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم 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 اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته وأشرنا بزمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أيها يا قيوم لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا لغمرة الموت وسكرة الموت اللهم إنا لغمرة الموت وسكرة الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا داوي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا داوي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في قلبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ پر رحم فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ پر رحم فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اللہم ارحمہما کما ربیانی صغیرا اللہم ارحمہما کما ربیانی صغیرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا 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 وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين